Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Four centuries ago, in the year 1615, two fellow priests had witnessed the courage and faith of John Ogilvie, and they gathered the testimony from other persecuted Christian groups. The priest's descriptions of Father John's actions and faith in God then rested in the Vatican for more than 300 years. After the 17th century, religious tolerance slowly returned back to Scotland. However, in the hearts and minds of the people of Scotland, Glasgow, and the Jesuit community, his memory lived on. Religious tolerance and peace eventually returned to Scotland, and it was again permissible to practice Catholicism. During the early 20th century, Father Ogilvie's faith was recognized by the Vatican, and in 1929, the honor of beatification was decreed to him. In the 1960s, in the Easter House area of Glasgow, a new church was built, taking the name Blessed John Ogilvie. Among its parishioners were John and Mary Fagan, and it was with them that the roots of his sainthood was reborn. In 1965, local man John Fagan was diagnosed with stomach cancer. An operation was carried out, but John's condition worsened. John's life was to be short-lived. But his faith in the Blessed John Ogilvie never wavered. Mary spent the remainder of that night at John's bedside, keeping an all-night vigil. She watched and waited for any change in his condition. With a heavy heart, she closed her eyes to try and rest, only to be awakened by a voice. "Mary, I'm hungry, and I feel a bit better." For months, John had been unable to eat or swallow, and here he was asking for food. In disbelief, Mary boiled John an egg and watched as he ate. The following day, March the 4th, 1967, the GP called in the morning. He was astounded to find John alive and his health improved. He could find no natural explanation as to how or why this had happened. What was going on? For the parishioners and the clergy, there was one reason. A miracle cure had occurred through the intercession of Blessed John Ogilvie. In 1976, the Vatican fact-finding consultation concluded there was no evidence of medical or natural explanation for John Fagan's recovery. They decreed it was due to the miraculous intervention by Blessed John Ogilvie. On the 17th of October, 1976, at St. Peter's Church in Rome, Pope Paul VI celebrated the canonization of Saint John Ogilvie. Among the honored guests were John and Mary Fagan, their family and friends. Also present was Queen Elizabeth II's cousin, Princess Alexandra, and her husband, Mr. Angus Ogilvie, himself a member of the family of the man now canonized. Saint John Ogilvie died because he maintained that he had the right to practice the religion of his choice, and it was not up to the king to determine which faith he should follow. John was a martyr for religious freedom. Each and every individual in Scotland should have the right to worship God and practice the faith of their choice in the way that they see fit. John Ogilvie is an example for us all to follow. Four centuries ago, in the year 1615, two fellow priests had witnessed the courage and faith of John Ogilvie, and they gathered the testimony from other persecuted Christian groups. The priest's descriptions of Father John's actions and faith in God then rested in the Vatican for more than 300 years. After the 17th century, religious tolerance slowly returned back to Scotland. However, in the hearts and minds of the people of Scotland, Glasgow, and the Jesuit community, his memory lived on. Religious tolerance and peace eventually returned to Scotland, and it was again permissible to practice Catholicism. During the early 20th century, Father Ogilvie's faith was recognized by the Vatican, and in 1929, the honor of beatification was decreed to him. In the 1960s, in the Easter House area of Glasgow, a new church was built, taking the name Blessed John Ogilvie. Among its parishioners were John and Mary Fagan, and it was with them that the roots of his sainthood was reborn. In 1965, local man John Fagan was diagnosed with stomach cancer. An operation was carried out, but John's condition worsened. John's life was to be short-lived, but his faith in the Blessed John Ogilvie never wavered. Mary spent the remainder of that night at John's bedside, keeping an all-night vigil. She watched and waited for any change in his condition. With a heavy heart, she closed her eyes to try and rest, only to be awakened by a voice. "Mary, I'm hungry, and I feel a bit better." For months, John had been unable to eat or swallow, and here he was asking for food. In disbelief, Mary boiled John an egg and watched as he ate. The following day, March the 4th, 1967, the GP called in the morning. He was astounded to find John alive and his health improved. He could find no natural explanation as to how or why this had happened. What was going on? For the parishioners and the clergy, there was one reason. A miracle cure had occurred through the intercession of Blessed John Ogilvie. In 1976, the Vatican fact-finding consultation concluded there was no evidence of medical or natural explanation for John Fagan's recovery. They decreed it was due to the miraculous intervention by Blessed John Ogilvie. On the 17th of October, 1976, at St. Peter's Church in Rome, Pope Paul VI celebrated the canonization of Saint John Ogilvie. Among the honored guests were John and Mary Fagan, their family and friends. Also present was Queen Elizabeth II's cousin, Princess Alexandra, and her husband, Mr. Angus Ogilvie, himself a member of the family of the man now canonized. St. John Ogilvie died because he maintained that he had the right to practice the religion of his choice, and it was not up to the king to determine which faith he should follow. John was a martyr for religious freedom. Each and every individual in Scotland should have the right to worship God and practice the faith of their choice in the way that they see fit. John Ogilvie is an example for us all to follow.
Father John Harden of St. John Ogilvie, he said, let us ask St. John Ogilvie to obtain, especially for the leaders of the church today, something of the courage he had to be willing to proclaim the true faith, even at the price of their blood. St. John Ogilvie for us. And he said, sometimes the Lord rides out the storm with us, and other times he calms the restless sea around us. Most of all, he calms the storm inside us, in our deepest inner soul. And John came to see that the Catholic Church embraced the world, all kinds of people who are seeking Christ and wanting to know Jesus. So the Catholic Church is there to reach the lost. He said, but in the things of spiritual jurisdiction, which a king unjustly seizes, I cannot and must not obey. There is no rest in the heart of God until he knows that you are at rest in his grace. So the Lord, he constantly calls for us. At last, conscience won the day. I became a Catholic. I abandoned Calvinism. And this happy change I attribute to the martyr's head and to no other cause. Those beads, the rosary, which I had gold, transformed to gold, could not tempt me to part with. And if gold could purchase them, I should not spare it. And when the Virgin Mary appeared to St. Bernadette Subaru at Lourdes, France, in 1858, she appeared with a golden rosary. That's interesting. To live is to change. And to be perfect is to have changed often. So it's a lifetime of reaching out to Christ. And that's what our life is to be. To follow the example of St. John Ogilvie. And pray for our priests today. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray for them who will reach out in a world that's in turmoil. The gospel to reach young souls such as St. John Ogilvie. Bless you and thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love, joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart, and give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, Make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion. As our bishop continues to take up their role as our pastors and teachers, may he be a shepherd after your own heart who will walk in your ways and with loving care watch over your people. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, give your deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves in their ministry. Give our deacons wisdom and courage, Lord. And we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. Give them strength, Lord, and give them courage and wisdom. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars. And we pray for those who sing at the choir. Watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. And grant that those who sing in the choir will be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart they might praise you and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of our souls. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love with the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. And we pray for our children. The importance of praying for our children. We pray for our families, Lord. Pray for the holy bond of matrimony and marriage that married couples will raise their children teaching them the Holy Catholic faith, bringing them up in the true way.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, you are our hiding place, and under your wings we can always find refuge. Protect us from trouble wherever we go, and keep evil far from us, no matter where we are. We will look to you as our protector, the one who fights for us every day. Heavenly Father, may our children and grandchildren not fear, for you are with them. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. And Lord, we ask you to stop and intercede against those who would sell children into slavery, human trafficking. We call for it. We ask for a stop of that, Lord. How you love the little children and Our Lady. Love our little children, the little children. St. Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession, and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. John Ogilvy and St. Nicholas and St. Sebastian and St. Maria Goretti and St. Daphna and St. Philomena and St. Gianna and St. Christopher and St. Michael the Archangel and St. Raphael the Archangel and St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony, the host of heaven, pray for us. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and our grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell, Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them, that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, and I hope and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who work in the hospital, our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are sick and ill, who are in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory, for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today. for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, those who are held back by heavy addictions, who need deliverance from these addictions. We pray for those who are hooked on drugs and pornography and every ill. We pray for those who are suffering, who feel that there's no other way out. We pray for those who are contemplating suicide and contemplating abortion. So we pray for those, Lord, who are caught in the eye of the storm. Go to confession and make the confessional a major part of your life.
cross yourself.
Confessional, then go to Mass to receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Our Mass.
Father God's at Sunday Mass. His homilies are eloquent, inspiring and relevant. Midweek comes, he's much more brief. Well, he just reads the gospel and then he sits down. Our Mass in the middle of the week. Our Mass in the middle of the Sunday Mass, the music's great. Freddie Dartmouth leads three choirs, heavenly music takes us high. Monday comes with silent strength. We could surely use his help, but Fred's not around. Our Mass in the middle of the week. Our Mass in the middle of the week. Our Mass.
I think you think there must be more to it.
Our Mass in the middle of the week. Sometimes Mass feels like a race. When Father God gets into it, he gets us out in 10 minutes. Afterwards, I stick around. I'll pray the liturgy of ours a few minutes more.
Chapter 2:15 says, so then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word or by mouth or by letter. So tradition.
I praise God, and you know what I believe. Yes, I believe that God is triune, three in one. And there's Jesus. Yes, you know what I believe. Yes, I believe that he is truly God's own son. There's the Bible, and you know what I believe. Yes, I believe that every book within is true. All those doctrines of the Apostles' Creed, I do believe they pass through history for you. And these passed down 500 years, and these passed down 500 more. But it means that we have rock solid beliefs that came down from our Lord. Through all history, many people who believed, yes, they believed in God, they lived and died for him. For our master, he said that he would be, yes, he would be with us until the very end. But that
struggle,
some people disagree, but then they took their disagreements to debate. After prayer, logic and scripture study, yes, I believe the Holy Spirit had his say.
And I would wait 500 years, and I would wait 500 more, if it means that we have rock solid.
Now we're broken into diverse beliefs, many beliefs, and each one carries Jesus' name. Let's assemble every leader who believes, don't let them leave until we have a single faith. Sell tickets to the world's largest debate.
And I would wait 500 years, and I would wait 500 more, if it means that we have rock solid beliefs that came down from our Lord.
Tradition.
And through this tradition of our holy Catholic faith, here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your C Edwards for late paging telegrams.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
Testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
Amen. And today we thank St. John Ogilvy in being in the gap today. And tomorrow we will have St. Angela Salawa in the gap tomorrow. At her 1991 beatification, Pope St. John Paul II said of her, "It is in this city, Krakow there in Poland, that she worked, that she suffered, and that her holiness came to maturity. And while connected to that spirituality of St. Francis, she showed an extraordinary responsiveness to the action of the Holy Spirit." And those are the words of Pope St. John Paul II in reference to Blessed Angela Salawa. And so tomorrow she will be in the gap. And we will close today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church. And we praise you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Amen. We close in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you out there in deeper truth land. Lord bless our children and grandchildren. Amen. Good day.